I also have the coolest job title in a non-profit organization. My job title in 1 billion actual piece is Prince Charming. Really? The idea behind 1 billion actual piece is very simple. Work with 13 Nobel Peace laureates to inspire 1 billion peace projects worldwide. My friend says 1,000 million. 1 billion peace projects worldwide in 5 years. Thereby creating the most powerful citizens campaign ever in order to solve the toughest problems facing humanity. That's all. My involvement in 1 billion actual peace began when I heard Don and Ivan speak at the Social Innovation Summit in December of 2012. Don and Ivan are founders of PeaceGen, the organization that started 1 billion actual peace. Don and Ivan are amazing. They both have been nominated 9 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. The first 8 times, but the 9th time, that was cool. But more impressive than that, they and their organization have been working with 13 Nobel Peace laureates to inspire 1 million young people to take on 2 million peace projects. And they are aiming towards 1 billion. So when I heard about what they're doing, I felt that I really had to talk to them and do whatever I could do to help them. So after they got off stage that day, I bow to them and I say, I have to kidnap you now. I'm going to kidnap you to a place with better food. And so I kidnapped them and brought them to Google HQ, where the food is free. And then our beautiful relationship began. And now here we're together, launching 1 billion acts of peace with our team. And my friends, it's my honor to present to you the founders of PeaceGen, 9-time Nobel Peace Prize nominees, inspiration for millions of young people, overall amazing human beings, and most importantly, my dear friends, Don and Ivan.
So we're really thrilled to be here today with all of you and to be officially launching from Monte Carlo. This is the global launch event for our 1 billion Acts of Peace campaign. It was also the world premiere of our film, Children of the Light, which some of you were at the premiere last night, and which goes live on Google Play today in 70 countries around the world. It's a Google Play exclusive. In 70 countries around the world, people will be able to watch this incredible film and learn about the life and the work of this amazing man, but also the struggle for social justice in South Africa and really understand what it was like in those days, and also what it takes to make change in the world. The film also highlights several young people who have been inspired by Desmond Tutu and are now being really changing things in their corner of the world. And that's how we want it to spread and grow. So we're really thrilled to be here. We are going to be back every year with another film. This film is the second film in our Nobel Legacy film series, and the film festival has invited us to come back next year with a film about Adolfo Perez Esquivel, who is also 82 years old, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize from Argentina. And I think maybe we'll even invite his friend, a fellow Argentinian, who the Pope, to come and celebrate Adolfo's life. So we're hoping to do something really fun, really big, really cool every year here in Monte Carlo, and we're very grateful, and we're profoundly grateful to you, Father. You have been our inspiration, you have been our role model, you have been our mentor, and you married us really, really well. We're so married. And we'll be together forever doing this work because of your love and inspiration. So we're so profoundly grateful to you, Father.
Good morning. My name is Ivan, and I would first like to thank Father Tutu, who is a true role model and inspiration to me, and he's had a great time this weekend laughing at me at seeing dress up, which he's never seen before. And I would like to thank Monaco and we've had a wonderful time and everybody is so fantastic. I would like to say something about my wife that she never tells people. My wife here, Dawn, she worked in Senate for 12 years in Washington, D.C. She's a feminist icon, though she never tells anyone. She's the youngest woman to ever be appointed chief of staff for a U.S. senator in the history of the United States. It's something we don't hear much about, but it's true, and I'm very proud of her for that, and plus she's the greatest woman in the world. Now, as for all the accolades and nice things that have been said about CPCM and this nomination thing and all the rest of it, I'll also have you know that I was voted most likely to be dead at 21 years old. So with that, I would like to pass. I'd like to thank you once again. Well, it's true. But I'd like to pass over to Anna Dodson, one of our great PCM participants and a fantastic woman.
Hello, my name is Anna Dodson. I'm so honored to be involved in PCM and the 1 Billion Acts of Peace campaign, to be working with Meng, and to have had his grace, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, kiss my hand. I don't think I will ever wash my hand again. I am the founder of Peruvian Hearts, an organization that empowers young women and girls in Peru. I was born in the mountains of Cusco, Peru, and adopted by my wonderful family from Colorado. When I was 11 years old, I returned to Peru with my mom on a homeland trip. I visited a girls' orphanage in Cusco, and I realized that I could have been in the exact same situation as these girls were living in. They were malnourished, and they were wearing inadequate clothing, and they had very few opportunities for education. This was a stark contrast to my life in Colorado with my loving family, which was filled with so many opportunities for education. Peruvian Hearts was based on the vision of an 11-year-old girl, but over the last 11 years, it has grown from an organization that has supported one girl's orphanage to an organization that empowers many girls in multiple ways, including fluoride scholarships to university, empowerment, and mentorship. We believe that educating women can be the key to breaking the cycle of intergenerational poverty. For more information on Peruvian Hearts, please visit our website at peruvianhearts.org. I started working with Peace Jam when I had the privilege to present with the wonderful Nobel laureate Betty Williams. The work that I have done with Peace Jammers in Colorado has been very meaningful to me. Being a part of the Children of the Light film and that really honors the life of my hero, Desmond Tutu, was beyond my wildest dreams. To be part of the 1 Billion Acts of Peace movement is giving me the chance to use my voice and my passion for girls' empowerment on a larger scale. I believe that the 1 Billion Acts of Peace campaign will change the course of humanity, one act of peace at a time. We are really encouraging people all around the world to get involved in the campaign. So please visit the website, 1BAOP.org. It is my great honor and pleasure to introduce my hero, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Thank you.
Thank you so very, very much. I want to apologize on behalf of all of us. I was the one who made us a bit late, so but then I'm an old man and I reckon I can take advantage of your feeling sorry for me. But thank you very much for being part of our team, because without you, without your capacity to spread the news, in a way, we would be nothing. The world gets to know about Anna, and gets to know about and Yvonne and Dawn, and the incredible thing that they've done with Peace Gem, only because people like yourselves tell these stories and get to inspire maybe one person, maybe two people, maybe a little more than that. And so I want to pay you a very, very warm tribute. I know about this from our struggle against apartheid, that the South African government did all it could to use the media, certainly in South Africa, to spread their propaganda about us, and would not usually even begin to tell a modicum of the things that we were getting to do and why we were doing it. And it was your colleagues in the media, especially the overseas media, overseas for us in South Africa, who got to tell the world the truth about our situation. And so I doff my cap to yourselves, that you are an incredible bunch of human beings, and God depends on you to let the world know the truth about the various situations. And I also want to pay a very, very thoroughly inadequate tribute to Dawn and Ivan. Wouldn't you have thought, wouldn't most reasonably minded people have said, when they mooted their idea to say that they were going to try and get as many Nobel Peace Laureates as they could to be the board of this organization they were starting, don't you think that most people would have looked at them and then said, do you want an address to the nearest psychiatrist? because it was the craziest notion. Because most Nobel laureates, as you very well know, have tended to use the kudos that they got through being laureates, not to sit down, but to go on doing more things. And they would say, almost all of them, we watch 24 hours. We need a day that consists of 20-something other than 24 hours. But they were crazy. I shouldn't say where, because it's not changed. But it's a nice crazy, because it does, in fact, actually inspire others to say, well, they reached for the stars, and yeah, they fell on top of the mountain. We too are going equally to try and reach for the stars. And I also want to pay a very warm tribute to the Peace Gemmers. They are they just blow your mind. Look at what Anna's done. You would have thought, if she had got up, and said, Mommy, maybe you did, and said, Mommy, I want to go and help the orphans in Peru. Yeah. what? Okay. But, I mean, just think of that craziness and think of the joy that they have brought to those other kids in the orphanage. They really are mind blowing. I mean, we were in Denver to celebrate one or which
the
10th anniversary, and there was a girl about your age. She belonged to a group that said they wanted to know about homelessness, and they didn't want just to read about it. They wanted to experience it. And then, what mommy in her right mind is going to allow her beautiful daughter to say, it's okay to sleep rough? Those kids went off and they were sleeping under bridges. Incredible. I mean, really incredible. It's also remarkably brave. I mean, boys maybe, yeah, you could say they could rough it. But girl children, at that age, saying, I'm going to sleep rough and I want to experience what it is like to be homeless, and their parents having enough confidence in them. But I just am blown, you know. And those of you who may have attended the session that we had yesterday, and listening to what this is going to be a new development, and Claudia, who chairs a board that has 13 Nobel Peace laureates who have to, the first thing you have to do when you become a member is to kiss the big toe of the chair. So, I have already accomplished that feat. I have bowed profoundly to her. But you know, there are many ugly things in the world, but there are also very many beautiful things. You know, God cries when God sees Syria, Burma, Central African Republic, Boko Haram, and girls. God really cried and said, what ever got into me to create that lot? And then God looks again, and God sees Anna in Peru. And the smile begins to break through God's face. And the little angel goes up and wipes God's tears. I said, go for it, Anna. Go for it. And God says, yes, that's why I created them.
That's for sure.
Thank you. I'm done.
Would you be?
She was starting to think that she needed to kick me.
Just know that.
Well, I did have a little angel whisper in my ear and say, watch out.
Would you be happy just to answer a couple of questions?
No.
That's from us. Or if anyone has questions for anybody else at the front here.
I will try, yes. Not I only, please.
No.
Because, I mean, these people... sorry, you know, Google... I didn't hug you. But you really, they really are wonderful. I mean, they've given quite a lot. Wait a bit, I just finished two sentences, one sentence. They have finished, they have, you gave money so that Nelson Mandela's archives would be done properly, and they gave money to me too. So I've got to be nice to you, shouldn't I? Maybe I can get a little more.
Hello. Yes, hello. First of all, congratulations to the Peace Jammers. I work for the International Red Cross, which was also created by a crazy man, which was called Henri Dunant. And now ICRC is 150 years old. And so it has been working since then to alleviate suffering during war. And I was wondering if maybe Desmond Tutu had a story to share with us about the Red Cross. It visited Nelson Mandela when he was in prison. And also, so Peace Jammers are 0 years old, the launching. ICRC is 150 years old. So maybe share with us a prayer or wishes for the future of both these organizations. Thank you.
You know, of course, all of you would know that Nelson Mandela was incarcerated on Robben Island. It was a maximum security prison. And in a way, we tend to romanticize. When they went, the government applied apartheid there as well. So black prisoners wore shorts and got, I mean, prison fare is awful, but black prisoners got the worst of it. In their attire, they got the flimsiest. They were wearing sandals in winter and summer and short pants. And your organization, one of the things that it did get to do was to improve, to some extent, the conditions under which they were being held. So after a while, they got long pants and proper shoes and socks. They slept on the floor, black prisoners. Nelson Mandela slept on the floor. But when you go to Robben Island now and they show you his cell, there's a bed. There was no, they didn't have a bed. They had a very thin mattress and they slept on a cement floor. Your organization was the one that helped to improve the lot of the prisoners. And then, because they were going to be there for donkey's years, Nelson Mandela 27 years, others went on, they began to agitate for being able to study. The government was not too keen. And again, Red Cross helped in its agitation because they were scared of a bad publicity. And whenever your representatives went to the island, they wanted as quickly as possible to nullify bad publicity. So those two would that be enough?
Yes. But also a prayer and a wish for Peace Jam and for ICRC.
Come on. You're theologians. Come on.
Our Father has given us so many blessings, and we're honored to know you now, and to be a fellow NGO with you, and a prayer for all of us so that we can continue this work with, under the leadership of amazing people like Desmond Tutu.
We'd have time for just a really, really short question, perhaps from the man in the front. So we've just got a few minutes left of the Archbishop's time.
Thank you very much. My name is Ashley Woods. I have a question for Father Tutu. I'd just simply like to know, Father, how you respond to young children who come up to you and ask you, Father, what is peace? Can you explain to me what peace is? Do you have a response for them?
That is a very good question, and one that I don't believe can be answered with an easy answer, because peace can be found in many forms, I believe.
Say in your forms.
I believe that peace can be found in the heart and in the mind, but peace... gosh, you put me on the spot, actually.
actually, your answer is spot on, because most people tend to think of peace as the absence of war, you know, whereas peace is a positive thing. In the Bible, I mean, they speak of shalom, wholeness. Anything that promotes a wholeness, so that you are a whole person. You said that it is actually more, very much more an attitude, a wholeness inside that then spills over. War is but just an extreme form of not allowing people wholeness, being able to live with mommy and daddy, and being able to play without anxiety, to be able to drink water and not be scared that you're going to die. That's peace, shalom, wholeness, Mm-hmm. Being able to fall in love, be creative.
I think that's a perfect answer. Can I suggest
one last piece, which is, I think peace is the beginning of the end of all suffering.
Oh, beautiful man. You are a philosopher.
Thank you. Very good philosopher.
So, Confucius has got nothing on you.